Welcome to the Just Ingredients podcast. I'm Cara Lynn, and here we talk all things nourishing to the mind, body, and soul. This is a place where you can find just good ingredients to life. Known around the world as the father of biohacking, Dave Asprey is an acclaimed health science entrepreneur, founder of Bulletproof Coffee and Danger Coffee, four-time New York Times bestselling author, and host of award-winning top 100 podcast, The Human Upgrade. Dave's mission is to empower and enable people to lead happier, more conscious lives by using biohacking techniques and technology to improve the functioning and destiny of the body and mind. He is the founder and CEO of Upgrade Labs, the first biohacking gym, and the creator and the host of Biohacking Conference, the largest, longest-running biohacking conference in the world. Most recently, he launched a five-day intensive program for upgrading the brain, 40 Years of Zen, an exclusive retreat that combines neuroscience, nutrition, and neurofeedback practices. Working alongside world-renowned doctors and researchers, Dave continually pushes the boundaries of what's possible in the name of science and evolution. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today, I am so excited for our guest. You guys know him. He is well known. It is Dave Asprey, who, like the bio said, is the father of biohacking. I had the huge honor of meeting him here in Utah when he came to his Upgrade Labs that he owns, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But like I said, Dave, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Let's start the show by telling a little bit about yourself, because I know people know who you are, but maybe just give your background and how you got started in the biohacking world.
About, in my early 20s, I weighed 300 pounds. And my career in Silicon Valley took off. And pretty soon I had just crippling brain fog. Like I felt I was pushing the accelerator all the way to the floor and I was still slowing down. And you can push harder, but there's no more pushing left. If that makes sense. I was really kind of stuck. I'd had arthritis since I was 14. I'd taken antibiotics for 15 years for chronic sinus infections. And my doctor told me vitamin C would kill me. And
oh, wow.
I'm like, I don't know what to do. Maybe you should lose weight. I'm like, okay. So I've been going to the gym for 6 days a week, 90 minutes a day, no matter what. And I've done this for 18 months on a low fat, low calorie, semi-vegetarian diet. And I still weigh 300 pounds.
Wow.
And the doctor's also fat. He goes, well, maybe you should try to, I'm like, well, how do you lose weight if you eat a healthy diet? What does that mean? I don't know. So I just realized sitting at a table with a bunch of friends, I work out more than all of my friends combined. And I eat less than any of them. And they're all thin. And I'm the biggest person at the table. And my conclusion was maybe I'm eating too much lettuce because I already threw away the dressing from the chicken salad. And I threw away the chicken because it was too high calorie.
Oh, wow.
And maybe it's a moral failing. And that's what most people are doing today.
Yeah, they are.
And pretty soon I realized maybe I'm doing what's supposed to work and it actually doesn't work. It's not me. It's just crappy advice. And I said, well, I have this career in Silicon Valley. I am a computer hacker, And how is it that I can hack a system on the internet where I don't know what all is in there, but somehow I can gain control of it? Why couldn't I do that to myself? It turns out you can. So I started hanging out with people three and a half times my age, people in their 80s who were running a longevity group back in the late 90s. And I learned what is now biohacking from the luminaries in the field of longevity. And I ran this group as president or chairman for somewhere around 10 years. And learned so much from all of these people who had spent their lives learning how things work, that then when I decided I would start what became the biohacking movement, when I named it the biohacking movement even, it was the idea that I want to take these techniques that make older people young, but they make young people powerful and strong and focused, and they just reduce suffering and make you have more energy so that you can evolve more quickly as a human. I want to do that. So I started the biohacking movement and I started Bulletproof. I'm no longer at all involved with the company. I have nothing to do with their products. It's been 3 years since they removed me from the board. They've been bought by an investment company. So like I invented Bulletproof Coffee and I built $100 million a year nutrition business that disrupted the industry and created three different billion-dollar industries. But I don't do that. I do Danger Coffee, which is different. So if you guys think Dave Asprey Bulletproof, you can think Dave Asprey Danger, because who knows what you might do. But I'm also 6% body fat. And my big focus now is, how do I show you how to do this? And how do I make it so it doesn't take $1 million for you to do this kind of stuff? I'm well known because I wrote a major book in the field of longevity. And I talk about living to at least 180. I said, look, I've spent $2 million over about 20 years to do this. And my extrinsic age, which is a way we measure what's the effect of your environment on your aging, is 19 and a half years younger than my current age. Despite being an obese person for a substantial portion of my life, I'm 6% body fat, according to the Cell Health Analysis clinical grade technology from Upgrade Labs. So I'm, you know, relatively strong, but not just strong. You can see all this definition. That's because there's very little subcutaneous fat, and I still have stretch marks from when I was fat. And by the way, how much would you guess I work out every week?
Well, I actually know that it's very little, but we're going to talk about that later because I know about that from Upgrade Labs. So,
all right. So that would be cheating. Yeah. All right. Let's. So that's kind of the history of how things got going. Along the way, I did a lot of work. I went to Tibet and learned meditation from the masters. I went to Nepal. I went to South America in the late 90s to find a shaman and do ayahuasca. Before ayahuasca was like the hip bro thing to do, they actually looked at me and said, you're white. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And that's, I said, this funny. Is for locals. You'll throw up. You won't like it. But I've done a lot of spiritual work. And I've for now 11 years run a neuroscience personal development spiritual company called 40 Years of Zen that puts 40 years of meditation into 5 really intense days with a computer helping your brain access states with or without psychedelics. So part of this is personal development. Part of this is longevity. And part of this is just being a good person because you got your energy back and you feel good and you're not in pain the way I used to be. And you're not fat and you're not thinking about food all the time. And you're not afraid all the time and the voice in your head shuts the hell up. All that's part of the story. And Upgrade Labs is where the rubber meets the road.
I love that so much. In fact, I want to talk about a lot of these different things that you talked about. But I actually want to talk about biohacking. Well, in fact, the other day I had somebody ask me, they said, you know, I hear this term biohacking all the time. Like it's this new thing you hear on social media. But she said, I literally have no idea what in the world that means. And so I was like, you know what? That's perfect. Let's talk to Dave about this for the beginners. What in the world is biohacking?
Biohacking was a subversive term when I first started it. It made a lot of people really angry. So did putting butter in coffee, by the way, which people have lost millions of pounds on my diet at this point, but it still made people mad. And the idea is a really carefully crafted definition. It's the art and the science of changing the environment around you and inside of you so you have full control of your own biology. Hmm. And what this means is it's not about effort, although effort can be useful. And it's not about just changing yourself. The easiest thing to do is change the system, the signals that come into your body, so it'll do what you want. And it's very disruptive when you realize most people think, and most doctors sort of think, like you are an island and what's happening outside of you doesn't really matter. But it turns out it matters very greatly. And because I am a computer hacker, I'm the guy who's outside your computer who knows how to get in by changing things outside your computer so it'll let me in. What if we change the signals outside your body so they could get into your body so your body would transform quickly? That's what Upgrade Labs does. And that definition really, really made some people super angry. But I've lectured to 3,000 doctors at a time at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine and of your New York Times science best-selling books on increasing cognitive function and longevity. And when I lecture, I just have to go in and say, guys, I am not a doctor and you are doctors and you know how to do things I will never know how to do, but I am an unlicensed biohacker. And that means I can say anything I want and you can't take away my license. Because right awesome. Now there are doctors who biohack at home and they go to work and they do what they're told to do by insurance companies and by licensing professionals who have them basically with a gun to their head, threatening their license if they don't endorse this pharmaceutical treatment versus that one. And they don't like it. And they know it's bad. They just don't have a way out. Some doctors are really pissed off by me. They think I'm an arrogant jerk. Okay. but There are a great number. I would guess 5,000 plus physicians who have my books in their waiting rooms because it's making a difference for people. And I'm in the late stages of introducing an AI tool to guide people, whether they're patients of doctors or not, with here's what to do in order to get results. It's not reasonable at this point. I have 1,200 interviews on my show, 8 major books, 3,000 long articles, and 10,000 social media posts. You're probably not going to read all that. That's 2 years of college worth of stuff. But what if I just told you what to do based on all my work? I'm building that tool. It should be out by the Biohacking Conference, which May 30th, 31st, June 1st in Dallas, Texas, biohackingconference.com. You can join me and 3,400 other people who are just learning how to take control of our own biology so you show up the way you want. It all started from being fat, being uncomfortable, and just starting to learn from my elders and then passing it down.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for explaining that. And we could do a whole episode about doctors biohacking at home, but not doing it in their offices, but that's a whole other topic. Okay. So if someone's listening and is like, okay, this sounds cool, this sounds intriguing, where do I start? What do you tell them?
All you have to do is listen to 1,200 episodes of the Human Upgrade and you'll be good to go. I mean, you've got this. You've got to decide what's most important to me. And the most important thing you can do is you can say, I am not an average person. I am not anyone else. I am unique. And when you recognize that, well, you're going to see a study that says you may have a 10% increase in risk of Alzheimer's disease because of blah, 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 blah. Okay. That's if you're an average person. Do you go for a walk every day? Newsflash, you're not average anymore, right? Do you eat a healthy diet? You're not average anymore, right? So what works for me as a formerly obese 6'4" guy with a history of autoimmunity, if you did what I do, you would probably get disaster pants, which is a fancy term for, well, you know what it's for. So, and this is really important. So don't set about copying some guru or another. And this is why I have never published the complete list of what I take every morning. There is no Dave Asprey blueprint by design, because what I'm doing is I'm saying, let's make your personal prescription, because my goal is to live to at least 180, to look and feel like I do now or better, right? And I'm willing to spend, in my case, an hour a day. I'm not willing to spend 8 hours a day. Like some people are just really into this to the point that there's nothing left at the end of the day other than more biohacking. I've been there. I just don't think it creates happiness. So I'm like, how do I cram the most I can per minute? And that's why Upgrade Labs exists. But what's the goal? Is your goal my goal? Or is your goal to be, I just want my brain to work again. I had that goal in my 20s because I was terrified that I was going to fire myself because I couldn't do my job because I felt stupid all the time. Or maybe I want to deal with that anger and stress I have all the time because it's making me yell at my kids. And I've been there too, right? So maybe I want to be better at managing stress right now. Or maybe I just want to lose the 100 pounds. I've been there too, right? Or maybe it's time to put on some muscle. I want endurance. I get winded going up the stairs and I want to play with my grandkids. I don't have them yet and hopefully not for a long time. But all of those things are valid goals. They're just not the same. Or maybe you want to be the fastest human on earth, or you want to be the chess master who finally beats an AI system. I don't know what your goal is. You own your biology and you set your goals. And for some people, I feel like me, all those goals sound kind of cool, right? Well, what's most important? So for that, you read Smarter, Not Harder, which is my most recent book. And it explains how to find your top goal and then what to do about it. And if your goal is to put on muscle, you can come in and do the AI cheat machine. You don't need a caffeine molecule tattooed on your arm, but I do 20 minutes a week. When I say that, most people hear me say per day. Guys, 20 minutes a week, I could be the douchebag who would stand up and show you his abs on the podcast. I will hopefully not do that. I've never been in this kind of shape. My calendar age says that I'm 51 years old. But my lab test, depending on which ones you want to believe, there's a variety of ways of looking at aging, will tell you that I'm about between 39 or maybe 46. Or if we look at liver fat, I'm probably 18. And if you look at brain speed, I'm 18. You look at arterial health, I'm 24. So it's very confusing. So I identify as being about 39. Well, but awesome. To be in the kind of shape, when I take my shirt off and I see myself in the mirror, there's still some part of me that remembers, you know, having triple ripple and just being fat. And I've gone from a 46-inch waist to a 32-inch waist.
That's incredible.
But I look, I'm like, dang, I look like I should be in a magazine. And then I actually was on the cover of a magazine here in Austin lately, and they had the, you know, dramatic lighting picture with the shirt off. And I'm like, you know what? I look like a model. Like, I'm like, I'm 51. I don't even understand it because I'm a fat computer hacker by background. And none of this was the goal. This is a side effect of just feeling good. But I'm still astounded and frankly, a little bit confused when I just see not only that that's happened, but that it hasn't taken me 5 hours a day and that I'm not hungry ever. And then my brain works and I have energy all day long. None of these was natural to me. I just figured out what works for me. And I figured out how to tell you what works for you. And that's the big goal with rolling out Upgrade Labs across the country is come in and instead of building a $1 million lab so you can figure out what to do, we'll just tell you what to do so you get the results in the least possible money, least possible effort, and least possible time. And that's going to set you free so you can spend more time with your kids or with your hobbies or your faith or whatever. I want you to have that time back.
Yeah, which is awesome and which is what people want. They want that time back. They want energy, happiness, all those things that you talked about. But I have a question because I know you've got some cool things in Upgrade Labs like cryotherapy, which is becoming really popular. You know, these different things that are becoming popular. But before we touch upon those, I do have one question. Is biohacking doing all of these fancy new things like cryotherapy and the muscle thing that you have at the Upgrade Labs? Is it just that, or does it also mean eating real foods and getting good sleep and meditating and moving your body or managing your stress? Is it both?
Of those are the core tenets of biohacking. So you see guys like Andrew Huberman, he was on my podcast long before he started his own show, which he's doing exceptionally well. And the recommendations there are the same as the recommendations on my show. The idea of changing the environment around you to have control of your biology, it starts with how do you make your sleep better than it was before? How do you make the environment around you better? Is sunlight better than artificial light? Yes. Is seeing sunlight in the morning good for you? Yes. In fact, I started one of the first light therapy companies and the first company to make sleep glasses that aren't just blue blockers. That company is called True Dark. You usually see me during a lot of interviews. I'm usually wearing these glasses. They only block toxic blue light. They allow the healthy blue that keeps your brain awake during the day to come through. And there's a different set for sleep. So I do all of that stuff because those are what's cheap, but it's recognizing that the world around you is changing your state. That's the big value of biohacking. And so how do you manipulate it for free? Every book I write, here's a principle that matters. Here's the free way. Here's the relatively cheap way. Maybe it's a supplement or some low cost piece of tech. And here's what the crazy billionaires do. And I do all three and I tell you why it works. So for the example at Upgrade Labs, you can come in and get cryotherapy. It's because one of the big variables that controls your metabolism is the temperature around you. You have all these sad, stressed people who believe that you can just cut your calories enough and you'll lose weight. I tried that and I did not lose weight. And there's lots of reasons why. I could cite at least a dozen studies from memory about why counting calories is nonsense. And that makes some people very angry. There's a drug that we give cows. They will get fat on 30% less calories if they have this drug.
Wow.
So if the drug can exist, I don't think calories are the thing you should be looking at. You should be looking at what's in the drug. What's in the drug is concentrated mold toxin that acts like estrogen in your body. Wow. You may have that same mold growing in the bathroom. I did as a kid. It's one of the reasons I was obese. So
interesting.
You can't tell me it's about calories, right?
Right.
But cold does turn up your metabolism to make you burn more calories. But more importantly, when it's rapid onset cold, like you're getting with cryotherapy at Upgrade Labs, the body goes, not only do I need to be able to burn more energy to stay warm, I have to be able to do it very quickly. So it turns out one of the big tenets of biohacking, this is a principle that I named in my last book, and it's a nerdy name. It's called slope of the curve biology. But it's that we've always believed that, well, if something's good, just do more. So you want to get big? You want to like get some muscle? Go to the gym and just lift a lot of weight every day. That was me. I did, you know, 90 minutes every day, 6 days a week for 18 months, 702 hours with no weight loss. So wow. At a 46-inch waist. I was stronger, but I was still fat, and that wasn't cool. So it's not about the amount of work you do. It's about how quickly the body has to adapt to the work and then how quickly it returns to baseline. So when you do cryotherapy at Upgrade Labs, you come in and you don't have to get in water that 500 other people have sat in. It's not an ice bath. I do have an ice bath in my backyard when I can't make it into Upgrade Labs. That's a different animal, but I don't want to share one. You go in there into the cryotherapy chamber, the air is hyper-chilled. And if you stay in there for more than a few minutes, you would get hypothermia or you would at least get frostbite. So you're in there and the body goes, oh no, it's really cold, like colder than anywhere on the surface of the planet. Therefore, I must be able to turn on heat really quickly. And any part of my body that's not ready to do that, that part of my body, it's going to say, I need an upgrade. And it's going to say, do I have enough raw materials to do an upgrade? And is it safe for me to do an upgrade? And that's why you go in for 3 minutes, the body goes into, oh my God, I need to be able to turn on heat like a boss. But then you come out and you're calm, right? And we can do neurofeedback to calm you. We can do recovery technologies. And if you're taking the supplements that we recommend as part of the program, or just that I recommend online, you go to vitamindake.com, vitamindake.com. And the two most important supplements are there that are very low cost. And if you're on those things and you get enough protein in your diet, your body's okay, I was cold. Now I have nutrients and I'm safe. Let me just do an upgrade. And the upgrade means find the mitochondria that weren't able to make heat and upgrade them, or get rid of them and put in newer, younger ones. And the upgrade happens in 3 days of cold therapy. The technical term is it's changing the composition of the cardiolipin inside your mitochondrial membrane. And that's a mouthful. But what it basically means is you get an upgrade to the heater in your cells. Hmm. And when you have that upgrade, now your metabolism works better. And now your blood sugar clears more quickly. Now you have more energy on demand because you were uncomfortable for 3 days in a row. And the fourth day you do cryotherapy when you come to Upgrade Labs, it's not even uncomfortable because now your body knows you can handle it and it stops telling you that it's panicky. Now it just tells you it feels good.
So I love cryotherapy, but I have a question for you, because every time I show, like on my stories doing it, I always, without fail, get the same response. Do you know what the response is going to be? Maybe you've heard this.
Cryotherapy isn't for girls. Well, would that be the response?
No. Well, that I've heard that one before, but this is what I get every time. You shouldn't do cryotherapy so much, because if you have cortisol issues and your cortisol is high already from the stresses of life, you're just causing your cortisol to be more high, and that's going to cause hormonal issues. True or false?
Oh, well, it happens that exercise raises cortisol when you overdo it. Fasting raises cortisol when you overdo it. The keto diet raises cortisol when you overdo it. Cold exposure raises cortisol when you overdo it. Might there be an appropriate dose for you that's different than other people for each of those things? Yeah. And that's why most of my biohacking books, like my fasting book, is called Fast This Way, because the first big intermittent fasting book was called The Bulletproof Diet. And I found these people would go crazy. I'm going to fast every day for 23 hours, except on weekends, I just won't eat. I'm like, that's not going to end well. I know, I tried that. You always get, if you're overdoing any therapy, whether it's lifting weights or cryo or fasting or any of these things, the first thing that will happen is if you're tracking your sleep, well, your quality of sleep just goes away and you wake up, you feel like you didn't rest and you need more sleep and you're just not quite right. And women hit the wall before men for almost any of these things because it takes less stress for your bodies to adapt. And the second thing you're going to find is your monthly cycle is not as regular as it once was. And then the third thing you find is your hair starts to thin. Those are all I overdid it symptoms. And in men, it's similar, but it takes us another few weeks. Usually it's 4 to 6 weeks of overdoing it for women to start getting those symptoms. In men, it's usually 6 or 8 weeks. And for us, it's sleep. Then we wake up without a kickstand, and then our hair starts to thin. So does this mean you shouldn't do cryotherapy at all? No. It means that if you're super stressed, maybe you don't need to add more stress. It drives me nuts when I see these younger biohacker bros, like, yeah, man, I just flew 18 time zones and I fasted on the flight, but because I want to be feeling really good, I landed and then I did a 2-hour CrossFit session and I ran a half a marathon. I'm like, there's a name for that. It's called beating the crap out of yourself.
Yeah.
And it's not good for you, even if you can handle it when you're 24 years old, right? It's taking away from a depleted tank. So for you, cryotherapy is an anti-inflammatory practice. It is a pro-metabolic practice. It's a longevity practice, and it's really powerful. It doesn't mean you should do it twice a day. And maybe once a day is your golden zone. And it might be that the week before your period, you back off on it because your body's already like under extra stress from hormonal shifts. In fact, that's a good practice to do, right? So, and you might just wake up, God, I just don't feel it today. So you don't do it. It's the idea that you have to do the same thing every day and you have to do it to excess, that you have to push. That's the problem. And it's why at Upgrade Labs, half the technology is not about putting on muscle. It's actually about accelerated recovery, faster than you can recover naturally, because most of us are too stressed. And if we can make your body recover, then you can do more of the things that put a signal in for muscle or weight loss or cognitive enhancement or for longevity. All those are possible. It's just they're not possible for a system that's in a state of stress. And it probably isn't cryo that's stressed. It's probably relationships. It's probably financial stress, right? It's probably unresolved trauma from childhood and that mean voice in your head that keeps saying stuff. All of us have that. I've had all that too. Those are all hackable as well.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. About cryotherapy though, a couple questions. One, can you do it every day? And two, how come it gives people a dopamine kick? Everybody says they always feel like happy afterwards or more energy.
Couple questions in there. Can you do it every day? Absolutely. Is it a best practice to do it every day all the time? For most people, probably not. I believe about 5 days a week is ideal. And if I do it every day for 2 weeks, I'm like, I'm feeling really good, but eventually it starts to be depleting. And if you look at 12, 13 years ago, when I started talking about this, there was pretty much Wim Hof was coming online, you know, the Iceman. And I've been talking about it in my books, even since my first one in 2014, but I would try to be cold all the time. You learn from traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, you want to get old and be stressed, be cold all the time. So the idea is brief, intense exposure followed by being comfortable. That's the recipe. So if you're not trying to over-refrigerate your house and put a mattress chiller set to 50 degrees on your bed and you sleep naked in the snow, and there are people who do that. They're usually younger guys. It's depleting. You don't want to do that. So you can do it every day if you're taking care of all of your stuff, but probably taking a few days off is not a bad idea. You didn't get enough sleep last night? Okay, it's okay to skip it. That's the first one. It's okay to not do the same thing every day. You're not a failure if you don't. Check that off your list today. The second thing about dopamine and endorphins is really important. There's a substantial body of research that shows doing something every day that is painful and unpleasant improves certain brain structures, and it changes dopamine sensitivity. Dopamine's our motivation, happiness chemical. So with dopamine, if you're able to receive the dopamine from your system more easily, it makes things more motivating than they otherwise would have been. Things that wouldn't have made you happy now make you happy. And this is why, even if you go back, you know, to Viking times, you know, they would do ice baths. This is why you see people eating incredibly spicy peppers and just crying, or wasabi, and just crying. And then, but it feels good afterwards. Right. And this is why, like, monks used to self-flagellate. They would like whip themselves on the back every day as part of their meditation practice. It wasn't because they wanted to suffer all day. It was because they knew that doing that unpleasant thing for just a couple minutes would change their view of the world. So it's a better place. That's what dopamine changes happen from this. And there's even a book about all the different practices from a science journalist. It's called Hurt So Good. And it makes a very clear neurochemical case for the fact that doing something difficult and painful, not just difficult, but something like that hurts a little bit. Like, that doesn't sound nice. It is kind if you're doing it only for a brief period. That's worth doing. And it can be cold therapy, right? It could be doing the AI exercise bike at Upgrade Labs. It takes 5 minutes. And about 40 seconds of that is really uncomfortable. The rest of the time is boring. But why would you do that? Well, it turns out that 15 minutes a week without ever sweating at Upgrade Labs doing cardio, it is 6 times better results than doing an hour a day of spin classes. 6 times better in 15 minutes versus 5 hours.
And 15 minutes per day?
Per week.
I knew you were going to say that. 5 minutes,
3 times a week, 3 university studies are backing up what I say. This is not made up stuff. This is not hyperbolic claims. This is just biohacking.
Okay, so what is this AI bike? Does it feel like a regular bike?
Well, you get on it and it has an AI system that's looking at your heart rate and it's talking to you. And it tells you, no, pedal slower. And you're like, this is the dumbest bike ever. Like, I came here to get my VO2 max to improve. So you're like, no, no, slower. And you're sitting there, do, do, do. And it's just to get your body slightly warm and your heart rate low and really calm. And then it's like, go all out. You're going to die. Okay. It doesn't really say that, but that's kind of the vibe in it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the pedals won't move. And so you're like, and you stand on it for 20 seconds. And you're going to be panting at the end of 20 seconds. And then the voice is like, okay, deep breaths, return to baseline. Now the body's getting a really interesting signal. It says, huh, I was chill. And then I thought I was going to die. And then I didn't. And now I'm chill again. Aha. Now that I have enough minerals and enough protein and enough fat soluble vitamins, that's why I keep saying vitamindake.com to get the minerals and the fat solubles. You know what? Now I'm calm and I'm safe. I think it's time to give myself a metabolic upgrade. So you do that 3 times a week. Literally, unless you're wearing a dress, you could just go in your street clothes and you could do this. You will not sweat.
Interesting.
And yeah, and you feel good when you're done. And you're like, okay, that was interesting. But your VO2 max improves by 12%. That's huge. That's equal to 2 additional years of life. If you look at VO2 max, which is a measure of your cardiometabolic function.
That's crazy. Why is that the case?
It's that same thing I wrote about in Smarter Not Harder, that new principle of biohacking. It's that the body doesn't care how much work you do. It cares how quickly you did the work and how quickly you stopped doing the work. It's because we're making you go stupidly slow ahead of time and then going all in and then relaxing. And it's that big spike that matters. It's not the amount of suffering that you did for an hour with someone yelling at you in the front of the class to pedal faster and then feeling ashamed if everyone else is standing up and you're not, so you stand up and you're just blown out at the end and you got some endorphins from cortisol and adrenaline rising. That only improves you by 2%, which is not really meaningful. So you get to take a lot of showers, rinse a lot of spandex, and pay a lot of money, and you don't get results.
So interesting.
I'm still angry about the 702 hours I spent in the gym without getting results when I was in my early 20s, desperate to lose weight.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's you come in, you get a membership 3 times a week. You spend your 5 minutes doing the AI bike. And then, okay, well, what's your other goal? Look better and improve the composition of your skin and improve your energy production. Let's put you on the red charger, which uses embedded frequencies of light far beyond just red and infrared light therapy, which I've helped to popularize for years. We're actually embedding codes into the light that outperform some pharmaceuticals in clinical trials to cause biological change. We don't treat any diseases, but if your diseases just magically go away because you're taking care of your health, that's a fortunate side effect of just taking care of yourself. People say, oh, you can't cure type 2 diabetes. But there are other people, including physicians, who are saying, give me 6 weeks and just eat what I say and learn how to sleep. And then magically, diabetes just goes away. So yes, you can reverse type 2 diabetes. I had fasting blood sugar of 117 when I was 24 years old, and I was pre-diabetic. My fasting blood sugar is about 85 to 87 now, and I don't worry about it. I don't even intermittent fast every day. I do it occasionally because you don't need to do it every day, not once you fix your metabolism.
Let's take a quick break to hear from our show sponsor. Have you ever noticed your laundry detergent doesn't have a full list of ingredients on the label? We live in a world where chemicals aren't explained, and it can be hard to find laundry detergents and household cleaners made with truly safe ingredients. Molly Suds makes safe, simple, effective laundry detergents and household cleaners that you can feel good about bringing into your home. And they just launched in Target. Molly Suds strongly believes in ingredient integrity and transparency. Unlike conventional brands, Molly Suds products are always free from 1,4-dioxane, optical brighteners, formaldehyde, and all artificial dyes and fragrances. Be sure to find Molly Suds laundry detergent at a Target near you. You can also visit mollysuds.com and use coupon code JUSTPODCAST for 10% off your first order. That's JUSTPODCAST, one word, for 10% off your first order. Now back to the show. Okay, I want to ask you now about this light therapy that you have. Is it multiple colors of light or just red light?
It's red and infrared, and sometimes we'll bring in a couple other colors. Amber is an important color. If you look at truelight.com, That's one of my companies that does at-home devices that include amber. So red adds energy to your cells. You can actually pick up electrons from that. And red causes you to grow more collagen, so you have better quality tissues. And infrared increases blood flow and relaxes your tissues. So you're getting an increase in blood flow, an increase in mitochondrial function, and better collagen. And there are studies of red light for tissue healing post-surgery or just any kind of tissue healing. But amber light helps with small blood vessels, so like little red things you get on your face and things like that. What's most interesting, though, is not just the color of the light. It's if you rapidly blink the light at different patterns, the cells are light sensitive and they respond to those signals in double-blind clinical controlled trials. So no one knows this, but your cells, the mitochondria, make photons. They're called biophotons, and you can measure them with physics instruments. They are a real phenomena. Your gut bacteria makes even more. And this is one of the ways your mitochondria talk to each other. Your DNA makes one biophoton every 40 seconds. So there's all this light going on inside our bodies that we can't see, but we can influence it. And that's what the red charger is for.
So interesting.
So yeah, you might come in and do your cardio on the AI bike and get on the red charger, which is a recovery and energetic enhancement technique. Or you might do the AI cheat machine, which uses an AI system to help you put muscle on much faster than picking up things like rocks, which is what most exercise really is.
Well, I want to ask you about the cheat machine for the muscles in just one second, but I have a question about red light. So I know a lot of people, a lot of my followers are getting into red light. It's becoming more trendy, but they have like little portable home devices or, you know, just ones you can put on your wall in your house. So are those good enough? And two, should they be doing like different types of blinking and things like that while doing red light?
Are those devices, quote, good enough? Those devices are good. And it's really good to use those in the morning and at night, because in the morning, your eyes expect red light, especially in front of you, not necessarily above you, because 5% of the cells in your eyes are just detecting where the sun is and what color it is, so your body can know what time of day it is to know whether you should be waking up or getting ready for bed. So you expect red, which would be sunrise and sunset. So you use a red light to set your circadian timing in morning and night. And you can use those devices against a sore shoulder or a sore knee or over your abdomen, or if you're getting a headache or to grow hair. They're really good. They're just small. But if you're on the red charger, we're doing top and bottom, whole body, head to toe, all at the same time. So it's a much, much higher dose than you could get at home. And we're embedding very carefully designed codes in it. And you're not going to find those codes in home devices. These are clinically validated. When you go to Upgrade Labs, we're using clinical grade technologies. There are a good number of smaller mom and pop companies who are inspired by my work, who are buying Chinese made whatevers, but they aren't clinical grade. So when you actually are getting exactly the right signal at the right dose, you get a different result than if you just shine a red flashlight on yourself. Right. But you can, for starting at a few $100, get a light device that works. Do check out truelight.com is a good source of those. And frankly, you go to Amazon, there's a whole bunch of different ones. And the really cheap ones probably don't work very well. The medium priced ones are probably just fine.
Okay, good to know. So red light is giving energy to the mitochondria. I mean, you said a bunch of things that red light does, but red light is feeding the mitochondria. So with like anything, I'm assuming you could overdo it.
It turns out when you overdo red light, it just stops working.
Oh, okay.
Right. So you're not going to burn yourself with a red light. The worst you'll do is just stop getting benefits from it. It's pretty safe that way.
Okay. And those that are maybe new to all of this, feeding the mitochondria can help a ton of health issues in your body, right? Isn't the mitochondria the root of a lot of conditions?
In my work in biohacking, we have a different story of how our bodies came about. So most of us in seventh grade, you learn, well, 2 billion years ago, there were some cells floating around in the ocean. That was us. And then we harnessed these little bacteria to become our mobile power plants. Okay. Well, the other story is there were these cells floating around and the mitochondria moved into the cells, took over and said, hey, now I have a mobile environment that'll support me. So inside each of the cells of your body, there's the cell, and other than red blood cells, you have between a few hundred and 15,000 of these ancient bacteria embedded in that are part of the cell now, but they are the things calling the shots. They make stress hormones. They make cortisol. They make proteins. They make energy. They make heat. They even vote with each other to decide what to tell you about reality. There's a third of a second gap between when something happens and when your body, which is full of mitochondria and run by them, it will tell you what happened. So when I clap my hands, you think, well, I heard it. There was a speed of sound and then I heard it. No. Your body got the signal, and a third of a second later, your brain got the first electrical signaling that said that there was a sound. So your body decided if the sound was worth noticing and then passed it on to the brain. And then your brain had to figure out what it was. So how do I know all this? Well, I run a neuroscience company and I have for 11 years called 40 Years of Zen. And we bring executives and pro athletes through a 5-day intensive meditation program with electrodes. And even now we'll add ketamine on request as a way of enhancing the effects of the program. But the whole point there is decades of meditation in 5 days. And now I've taken that technology and rolled it out to do half hour mini sessions when you go into an Upgrade Labs. So you could spend an hour at a spin class, or you come into Upgrade Labs, you say, well, I'll get my cardio out of the way. That was 5 minutes. And then I did this incredible light therapy, or I put on some muscle in 10 minutes. And then I trained my brain for a half hour that was equal to a lot more meditation. And now I'm smarter, I'm faster, I'm stronger, I'm better looking, and I feel really good. And I didn't have to go to the gym and sweat all over the place. Like it actually works. Okay. And it's awesome.
Okay, let's actually talk about neurofeedback for a second. Okay. So is the neurofeedback being done in those 30 minutes that you're talking about at Upgrade Labs?
Yep.
And we better tell people what neurofeedback is.
All right. Neurofeedback is something that we started experimenting with in the 50s. And all it's doing is saying your brain makes a lot of electricity. It consumes 15, sometimes even 20% of your energy every day. And it makes heat. It makes a lot of electricity. And you can measure the electricity on the scalp with electrodes. So when you come into an Upgrade Labs to do your brain upgrade session, you put on some headphones and we wiggle the electrodes. They're little things that look like little round comb things. We just kind of position them right. And it's very easy. It takes about 2 minutes. And then you do what it says on the headphones. And what it's telling you to do is run through basic meditation stuff, but you're hearing these beautiful tones. And when you're doing the right things to get into that meditative state, what's happening is you're learning what it feels like when your brain is doing what advanced meditators do. And when you do it right, you hear beautiful music. And when you do it wrong, you don't hear the beautiful music, or it's quieter, or some of the instruments turn off. So the brain kind of automatically learns, when I do this thing, I didn't really know how to feel it out of all the possible states. But now when I do this, the music is good. So the brain learns how to do that. And when you're done with this, now you can access those states that would have taken you maybe years of daily meditation to get into. So this is about teaching you to be calm, to be peaceful, to be in charge of your brain state, no matter what's going on. So the next time your mother-in-law says that you're never going to be successful, despite the fact you already are, instead of being triggered by it, you can just sort of take a deep breath and you can laugh and just say, probably not, but at least you can support me in your old age, right? And then you can watch her do whatever she's going to do, and you can just be calm and happy instead of like just it ruining your day. That's the value of being able to regulate your own nervous system. I did not have that kind of peace. And I've spent 6 months of my life with electrodes on my head every day for multiple hours to develop 40 years of Zen. And I've had 1,500 clients come through and have just radically changed lives. So that's what inspired me to take that technology and bring it into Upgrade Lab. You're not going to get the same as a 5-day intensive program with a neuroscientist and facilitators working on you 8 hours a day. That's a professional CEO kind of thing. But what you are going to get is the most powerful meditation you could ever get in a half hour, and you feel different for the rest of the day. And when you do it regularly, you see changes, beneficial changes throughout your life. And that's a really powerful effect of neurofeedback.
Well, it sounds like it's regulating the nervous system, but is it more than that? Is it changing like wavelengths in the brain?
You're changing wavelengths in your brain. I'm just showing you where the knobs and dials and levers are. Like imagine if you got into a car and you didn't really even know what the car could do. And there's all these buttons all over the place. You know, this turns on the radio, but you don't know what it does. And this turns on the windshield washers. So you're in there, like, I don't know, I pressed that pedal, nothing happened. And I pressed that button. And then I don't know if I turn the key and then I press that button. It would take you forever if you didn't understand what was going on. That's how your brain is. It doesn't know half the stuff it can do. And how would you ever know how to do those things? And this is why for thousands of years, and I've traveled to South America, I've traveled to Nepal and Tibet and the Himalayas and meditated with gurus and learned from the masters all over the world. They've all been trying to figure this out. Like, how do we teach it? And one way is, well, okay, take some of your people every year and put them in a cave and just say, stay there for 20 years and write down what you see and give it to the next generation. And eventually we're going to know something. And that's the history of meditation and spirituality. We just don't have that many caves compared to the number of people. And we all have busy lives and things to do. So let's take what we learned from those masters. Let's distill it to understand the states. And what they would tell me when I was meditating in an ashram at a 10-day silent meditation, I'm like, okay, close your eyes, deep breaths, you know, put your finger over your nostrils. Okay, now imagine a golden throne, 4 inches tall. And they go into this crazy detail. And a half hour later, they're still describing the chair that Buddha sits in. And you're going, my back hurts. When are you going to get to, like, you know, what position are his fingers in already? But they're trying to get you to focus and concentrate in a certain way that your brain will shift into a state. But they don't have computers. What I have is, okay, 1,000 times a second, we're going to measure your brain waves. When they move closer, I'm going to give you more sound. When they move away, I'll give you less sound. So instead of me having to say, well, imagine this glowing orb of goodness and coming down from, I'm like, I've heard all of it and I love all that stuff. I learned so much from it, but maybe you don't want to go spend 10 days in Nepal getting bitten by mosquitoes while meditating, and that's okay. Or maybe you want to do it, but it's not on your budget or time because you have responsibilities. So That's what neurofeedback is for. That's why you come to Upgrade Labs because I'm just going to show you, make the sounds get louder and watch what happens to your brain. And you go, oh my God, I didn't know I could do that. When people go to the full 40 years of Zen program, a really common thing I'll hear is, this is like the best plant medicine ceremony I ever did, but without the plant medicine, I didn't take any substances. I just went to these amazing states that felt like I did that. So you don't have to go try microdosing or ketamine therapy. But what I have found is that the history of psychedelics for spiritual growth is very strong around the planet. And there are certain legal, 100% legal and very safe and studied psychedelics like ketamine that I can incorporate in the program as an add-on option at 40 years of Zen so that we can help you deepen the states you go into and we can make your brain more flexible like a young brain. And that lets you transform even more quickly.
Okay, so I've been seeing on social media kids, teens doing neurofeedback, but parents claiming like, oh, it's helped with ADHD, anxiety, depression, anger. So it can help with a lot of things, right?
It does all of those things. And I will tell you, I had ADHD and I still have the beneficial aspects of it. The superpower of ADHD is you only pay attention to stuff that matters to you. You're hard to distract. Right? Someone without ADHD, you can make them pay attention to boring stuff that doesn't matter to them and they'll just do it. And I'm like, I don't want to do it. I'm going to pay attention to stuff that really matters. And as a result, I've built, you know, I created the biohacking movement, which is now a $63 billion global industry. And I created 3 different billion-dollar consumer packaged goods categories. And Forbes named Bulletproof, back when I ran it, they named Bulletproof one of the top 20 most innovative brands in the country.
Wow. That's
incredible. That's why you do neurofeedback, because I did train my brain to be able to pay attention to whatever I want effortlessly. So I can pay attention to boring stuff. I just choose not to. With ADHD, you can't.
Okay.
And I had Asperger's syndrome, which is on the autism spectrum. And I had that until I was about 35 and I really got on top of it. But I had to retrain and, we'll say, repair my mitochondria. I had to repair my nervous system and I had to retrain my hearing, my vision, my body movement. It was like I was born in a body where I didn't really have a good connection to the world around me because I didn't have enough energy. And because I didn't see or hear or even sense the world around me very accurately. Now though, with neurofeedback, You can treat specific conditions that a child might have when you go into a therapist's office, or that an adult might have. And I will promise you, if you're sitting here going, God, my kid's a total handful, I need to give my kids neurofeedback. Sorry, man, you need neurofeedback too, because there's a biological reason and possibly a environmental reason that your kids are that way, and you live in the same environment and you're part of that parenting loop, and the chances are you have it and you gave it to your kids, right?
Yep.
And it may be because you both ate Lunchables all the time, right? Yep. I don't know. It doesn't even matter. But maybe if you train your nervous system as a parent to be able to regulate itself, your kids who are looking at your nervous system to regulate their own nervous systems, they're going to chill out too. So do it with your kids, especially in a therapist's office. But for you, maybe just get a membership at Upgrade Labs and come in and do the basic neuroregulation practices that are a part of the brain upgrade, and your ability to focus, your ability to feel peace and calm, even if someone cuts you off in traffic, even if your little kid says no 500 times and you just tell him to eat a bite of steak already, right? Whatever it is, you don't have to lose your mind. And all of us have, because that's part of being a parent, right?
Well, I love neurofeedback. Love that you have it at Upgrade Labs. In fact, I've been to Upgrade Labs, but I've actually never done the neurofeedback part. So I'm like, oh, I need to go do that and try that. So
we call it the brain upgrade. Yeah.
Okay, I will go do that. I know we're getting short on time, but I do want to ask you about the one other machine. Well, you have other things at Upgrade Labs, but the one that you've been talking about, the cheat machine for building muscle, it is fascinating, I think. And so tell people what in the world it is doing, because you don't believe it when you first hear about it.
Well, we have a new cheat machine called the AI cheat machine. Our old version is one that we're phasing out. And we're using the new AI cheat machine, which is a, you know, a trademarked term. It's got a camera that watches you. And when you do this, you're standing on two plates that are measuring the force you're putting into the ground. And there's a camera watching you, and we show you exactly what to do. And instead of doing a curl with a dumbbell, that's just picking up concentrated rocks. Like, exercise has been run away from tigers or pick up rocks. And you go to the gym, they concentrate the rocks, and that's what it is. And it's just not very useful on a per minute basis. With the AI cheat machine, what we have is the ability to measure, are you applying the force in the right way? We can actually measure your functional movement. And then you're fighting against a computer that's controlling the resistance. So there is no weight you're picking up. You're pulling on a cable or lifting a barbell attached to cables, but the computer is sensing what you're doing, and it's changing the signal that goes into your muscles. So instead of moving like a rock, it's moving in a way that the body goes, I don't know what to do other than just grow muscle. So it does. And the difference is quite profound.
And I'm sure you have so many people that fight you on this idea.
You know, they try, but they're just not that strong.
Okay. So anybody could go in and do this.
Everything I've said, there are studies backing it up. I wrote a whole major book with, 50,000 people have read it by now, talking about all the science behind this. And there are things you can do at home. When you start following my work, I just teach you, look, you may not be near an Upgrade Lab. So you could go to ownanupgradelabs.com and open one in your neighborhood. That'd be cool. And then you get to be an entrepreneur in the biohacking space. Or you're not going to do that because you have other stuff you're doing. Say, all right, what can I do at home? So then I talk about other technologies that work better than picking up rocks. And the people who get maddest are people who own gyms. Mm. Like, Dave Asprey's not an exercise physiotherapist. I'm like, neither are you, right? But like, well, okay, well, he's just not trained. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, he looks old. Okay. Yeah. All right. But the bottom line is, I don't have to put in the time. And if you love going to the gym and you spend an hour a day every day, it makes you feel really good. You're probably like a couple friends who were over for dinner last week. And these two guys, shoulders probably bigger than mine. I like my ratios right now, but these are guys who spend an hour a day every day at the gym. And they're both about 50. And they're looking at each other going, God, we've never worked out this much to be so fat. And they both had beer bellies, and they don't drink beer. Why? Because they overtrain and their cortisol levels are high. And a round stomach is a sign of cortisol excess. So what's going on is the people love going to the gym and you do it every single day and you don't get a rest day, it starts to have a negative effect. And then they always like, yeah, in fact, both these guys, I got to get a new shoulder. Or maybe they're like those rail thin vegan runners. You know, I got to get two new knees because now I'm 50, but I'm going to keep running because I know that running is going to make me young. I'm like, you don't look very young. You look really unhealthy. You got no muscle mass here and your testosterone levels are lower than your mom's. That's a problem. Now, that sounded like me being a jerk, except number one, I've been a devout vegan and it did that to me. And number two, when I was 26, my testosterone levels were lower than my mom's because I was obese, because I didn't know how to eat, and because I had light disruption and I had mold toxin exposure. So I have been everything I just talked about. I've been a vegan. I've been an endurance athlete. I've been a guy who went to the gym too much and overtrained. And I've been a guy with more estrogen than testosterone. Actually, I still had more testosterone, but I had way too much estrogen and not enough testosterone. All of those you can change by changing the environment around you, which changes the environment inside of you. That's why biohacking is so powerful. I just shouldn't have had to spend $2 million in 20 years learning all this stuff, because it really doesn't cost very much to fix those things. And my job is to just tell you what to do to get the results and to show you every time you come into Upgrade Labs, you can do a cell health analysis, which is a clinically validated scan of your body to find out where's the fat, where's the muscle, how much muscle, is one side stronger or weaker metabolically, and to tell you what to do to make it better. And if I'm wrong, you will see the results go the wrong way. And if I'm right, and keep in mind, we have AI systems analyzing the data, so we can tell you what works, because we know that it works. And we have clinical studies for a bunch of stuff, you know, that come from the world of research. Other times, I don't need it. Well, it turns out when members do this, this is what works. So try it. And if after 2 weeks it doesn't work and numbers are going the wrong way, try something else. We know what's likely to work next. This is why biohacking is cool. If it doesn't work, you stop doing it. But in the regular world, when I became a vegan, I'm like, I'm going to be a vegan because enzymes and health. And by the time I was done being a vegan, I had shattered three teeth. I had to have them reconstructed. It demineralized my body. I gave myself autoimmune conditions. I had just crippling pain in all my joints from buildup of oxalates from eating too many beets and kale and spinach and stuff like that, that really aren't that good for you. So I just kept doing it because I knew it was healthy. And what I want listeners to do is understand, if you love how you feel all day long and your body looks and moves and feels the way you want to feel, congratulations, keep doing what you're doing. Right. But if you're like 99% of people right now, that's not your life and what you're doing isn't working. Maybe some of it's good, some of it's not. But if you believe some of it's good, then why aren't your numbers better?
Right.
Let me help you make it better. I'll help you on my website. And very soon now, I'll have an AI tool for you where I'll just tell you what to do based on this rich history of biohacking. And you don't need a doctor to tell you. They're not trained in exercise. They're not trained in nutrition. You need to be in charge of your own biology and go to your doctor when you need a doctor.
I love all of that advice. And I'm really excited for this AI tool. So as we wrap up, can you just give people, though, a couple hints of what these at-home biohacking things are that they could do?
We've talked about one of them, and that is a red light therapy device. It's easy to do. Go to truelight.com for an example of the one that I use, the one I've created. You can also look at manipulating the color of light at night. I showed you these True Dark glasses. These are the daytime ones. The nighttime glasses, we filed a patent on them, and they control five different colors of light, not just blocking blue light. So at nighttime, when you have the right color, I don't get jet lag anywhere on the planet. And people who say that I just can't go to sleep, I can't fall asleep, you put these things on and they're under $100. And then we have a study that's about to be published in a medical journal that shows 15 minutes of wearing the True Dark glasses puts the brain in the same state as meditation. It feels like noise-canceling headphones for your eyes. So there's sleep glasses. That's from True Dark. You could also, there's going to be very expensive blackout curtains for your bedroom. So what you do is you get blackout curtains and you put a little bit of Velcro strip at the edge so no light comes around. Study out of Japan. The amount of light that leaks around your curtains from normal streetlights increases risk of depression by 69% in a study of 800 people.
Oh, wow.
Maybe you should sleep in a room that's blacked out like a cave. If there's a blue or a green or a white or frankly, any LED, unplug it best or tape over it with the electrical tape. So if you're in a black bedroom, if stuff's coming under the door, block it. You want to be in a cave. Oh my God, you will sleep so much better. And just if you're a parent, your baby should have a blacked out room. No light, no stupid night lights. And if the baby's afraid of the dark, then lay with the baby until they're not afraid of the dark anymore. And the reason you do this, when Babies sleep in a blacked out room. They sleep way longer, which means you sleep way longer. And if you wake up to nurse or wake up to go to the bathroom, have a dim red nightlight. Because your kids wake up to pee and there's a bright white light, they will have a hard time going back to sleep. Then they'll jump in your bed and wake you up. And then you have a cranky day. But if it's a dim red light, they go in there, they pee, they go back to bed. It's the light. 5 seconds of bright white light is all it takes to disrupt your sleep cycles. So don't have that around at night. Those are cheap. They're easy. And they can completely change your life.
Yeah.
Smarter Not Harder is the book that has the most recent summary of this.
Those are great tips and so easy that people can do. So tell my listeners where they can find more info from you. Where's the easiest place for them to keep learning from you?
Go to daveasprey.com. Just redid the site. That's where I'm going to be announcing the new AI tool that'll just tell you all the stuff, very specifically, even which lab tests and how to get them. And I'll tell you which supplements are most cost effective to give you the results you want the fastest and all the different biohacks you can do. And if you'd like to hear more interviews, The Human Upgrade is the name of my podcast with 400 million downloads, Webby Award winning, and lots of really cool guests. And from there, upgradelabs.com to see where there's one near you, or maybe you open your own.
Well, you are fascinating. You know so much information. Your podcast is amazing. You guys, if you haven't listened to his podcast, you're missing out. It is incredible, like he said, with so many amazing guests. And so I know you're super busy, Dave. So thank you so much for taking the time to be here today to help my followers learn a little bit more about biohacking and what it really means and how they can do that at home. And I always end my podcast with asking my guests what they have found to be the best ingredient in life. What would you say it is?
The best ingredient in life is something that is the first step of this reset process I teach at 40 Years of Zen. This is a deeply spiritual personal development process that results in a better functioning brain, but just general happiness. It's gratitude. And it turns out that if you can not just think of being grateful for something, but feel grateful for something, and you consciously choose to do it, gratitude is a muscle you can exercise. And when you practice gratitude, that's the first step of being able to let go of something that's bothering you. And the process that I've been following for a very long time, the one that I teach, is the reset process, which is gratitude plus letting go. And when you do those two things in that order, especially with electrodes on your head, but you don't have to, or with breath work or whatever, you find that the more gratitude you do, the more you automatically feel gratitude, the more compassion you can feel. And that's what puts you in charge of your state so that no one can trigger you. And if you can be triggered, it means you're carrying a loaded gun, and it means you can be programmed. So I don't want to be triggered. I don't want to be triggerable, which means every day I practice gratitude as much as I can, even for things I don't like, because that sets me free. So I'm in charge of myself.
Oh, I love that. I love that gratitude helps you be in charge of yourself. I love that it's a muscle you can grow. That is wise, wise words. So thank you, Dave, so much for being here. Thank you for everything that you're doing out there, trying to help people get healthier and live happier, longer lives. And thank you for taking the time to be here.
You are very welcome, Carolyn. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Remember to subscribe to the Just Ingredients podcast to learn more about your health and good ingredients to life. Plus, get daily tips at just.ingredients on Instagram.